Hello everyone, my name is Sky. I'm a program manager on Office Extensibility team. In this video, I'm going to show you what is new in Excel JavaScript API 1.2 for Office add-ins. Office add-ins allows developers to extend Office applications across platform using web technologies. For example, you can extend Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook using Office add-ins. Office add-ins will run on Office 2013 and 2016, even if you don't have Office 365. Office add-ins have two components, the XML manifest file that registers your add-in with Office client and your own HTML and JavaScript code. Office add-ins communicates with Office client using a JavaScript library called Office.js. Let me first talk about why Office.js is your best bet when it comes to Excel extensibility. First of all, Office.js has rich functionalities. With requirement set 1.1 and 1.2, we have introduced more than 700 new APIs to Excel. These new APIs provide an extensive set of functionalities and enables developers to build really powerful solutions. And we are also not stopping here. More and more APIs are coming in the next few releases. Though we have a rich set of functionalities, we have always tried to keep the syntax simple and friendly. Excel JavaScript API provides an object-oriented interface for developers to easily interact with complex Excel objects. Meantime, we never compromise performance. Excel JavaScript API allows requests to be queued and executed all at once to boost performance. More importantly, add-ins run wherever Office runs, and we have complete support on Excel Desktop, Excel Online, and Excel for iOS. We also preview mode for other platforms. Now let's dive into what are the new functionalities in Excel API 1.2. With requirement 1.1, we have introduced APIs to all Excel core elements, including workbook, worksheets, range, table, native charts, and named range. In 1.2, we brought a rich set of really cool APIs to enable even more powerful scenarios. First of all, 1.2 APIs allow developers to manage worksheet protection, and developers have full access to all the worksheet protection options Excel provides. Second, we enabled worksheet functions. With 1.2, developers can now leverage over 300 powerful Excel functions and formulas directly from JavaScript. This brings a ton of richness from Excel to JavaScript. Meantime, we are also introducing sorting and filtering from Excel. Developers right now can analyze data using all Excel native sort and filter, even including all the advanced options. We know how much developers love R1C1 addressing. In 1.2, we are also adding the widely loved R1C1 reference style. Now developers can refer to a range address in either reference style they prefer. We are also adding APIs for developers to better manage the layout of a spreadsheet. With 1.2, you can merge cells, adjust row height, column width, and simply choose the autofit, let Excel do the magic. Last but not least, we are now bringing lots of other enhancements to range, chart, table, based on feedbacks we have received from you guys. Now let's do a quick demo and show you how to build real-world solutions with Excel 1.2 APIs. This is the add-in I built to track and manage my spendings. So first, let's try to start from importing my data from my bank. As you can tell, the add-ins connect to a data provider and fetch my spending from me, and then creates this new transaction spreadsheet to save all my spending information. And we can also summarize all the data using powerful Excel formulas. As you can tell from here, we just use a simple sum function here to calculate all the spendings based on categories. And this is also a really nice report, and I don't want any further change to my report. Excel API 1.2 also allows you to protect your worksheet and report from further changes by using worksheet protection. As you can tell here, if I try to change the value here, and it will tell me an error. So unless I have the right permission, I cannot make any further changes to this report. And now let's go back to my transaction and see more magic Excel API can do for me. Let's try filtering my transaction based on time frame. say, I really care about what is year-to-date transaction. And as you can tell, all the data will be filtered and the chart will be updated at real time as well. And I can also choose some categories I really care to focus on some spendings I had. As you can tell, the data will be filtered again. And there's some really cool feature about this add-in as well. For example, this word vision is a donation, and I can simply add this to my donation tracker so I can deduct this spending in my when I file my tax. And I can also take a look at other transactions. This one seems to be a little bit suspicious. I can also add this to my follow-up list so that I can follow up any activities in the future and figure out what's going on with this spending. And as you can tell, this is a really powerful solution. Let's take a look at how easy it is to build this solution. I will use show year-to-date transaction function as an example to show how Excel API works. And first, we'll try to call this getItem function to get the worksheet. Then we activate the worksheet, and then we can just select the tables and get the columns. Here I want to filter by date, so I choose the date columns here. And I can simply choose a filter type, which is a dynamic filter in this case, and find the right criteria for this filter, which is year to date. And then I just need to run excel.sync, and then all my data will be filtered. This is how simple it is. That's my demo. We also have lots of resources to help you succeed. dev.office.com is always your first and one-stop shop for all the information Office development related. We also have our API reference, documentation, and tons of code samples on GitHub. Make sure you check them out. If you have any questions at any time, feel free to post them on Stack Overflow with office-js tag. We will answer them as soon as possible. That's my presentation. Thank you so much and happy coding.